you have your Bibles, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 31, 10 to 31. Today is Mother's Day, but I'm not just going to speak about mothers. I want to speak about celebrating the women of this house. And that's where I'd like to go this morning. If you have your Bibles, Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. You'll also find it on the screen above me as well. If you want to follow along, I'm using the New Living Translation. If you have another translation, I'm sure you can follow along with that as well. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plans a day work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are productive. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspread. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instruction with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all that she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Father, we just want to say thank you for all the women that are in this house today. Lord, as we read this passage of Scripture, it reminds us just how much our women do. And Lord, as we were reading this passage, probably many of them said, yeah, that's exactly what I do. And so, Lord, we just want to pause as we start this day to say thank you for the women of this house. We want to say thank you, Lord, to the mothers of this house. We want to say thank you, Lord, for all that they have done and all that they do. And we pray that, Lord, that you will indeed bless them, that your Spirit will be poured out upon them in a very rich and very real way today. I pray that you would help me, Lord, to communicate your thoughts to the women of this house here today. And we just ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. At the end of the service, there's a little gift that we have that we'd like to give to you on your way out. And so just be aware of that, ladies, that as we end this service, that there's a gift for all of our mothers. Well, this morning is Mother's Day, and I would like to not just focus on mothers today, but I'd like to focus about women today and to celebrate the women of this house. We very much appreciate you. We're very thankful for you being a part of this church. And we want to acknowledge you that you are important to our house and that church would not be possible without you. I don't know what we would do as a congregation or as a church without the women that so much are involved in our church. And so you are blessed, and we bless you today. We are blessed as a congregation to have you. And I just want to take the opportunity today to speak into your life the things that God has laid in my heart this week. It was kind of hard getting a message done as we were away, but I knew what I was to say. I knew what I was to get written down. And it was just kind of hard as being away, and you come back and just to get that focus. But I really felt very strong. The Lord just wanted to celebrate you. And that he wanted me to speak on things that would celebrate the women of this house. Now, as you look at the Bible has a lot to say about women. Has a lot to say about mothers. Has a lot to say about wives. And it's interesting, as you really look at the Bible, sometimes the Bible, you know, people kind of come against the Bible and say it's terrible and that. And really, if you would look at the Bible was one of the first writings that is out there in the world that actually stood for the rights of women. And I know a lot of people today, they kind of try to bash the Bible and say it's terrible. You need to understand that in most societies, even today in our world, women do not have rights. And in Bible time, a lot of the women didn't have rights. And so Jesus stood to the forefront of changes in regards to respecting women. It's interesting that he talked with women and interacted with women, even though socially at that time it wasn't widely accepted. Even Jesus, he would stand up for women, even in some very serious moments, such as when the woman was caught into adultery and she was about to be stoned. She was about to be sentenced to death. And they asked Jesus, well, what's his opinion? And Jesus calmly starts writing on the ground and says, let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. And there's all kinds of speculation. What did Jesus write when he stooped down on the ground and began to write in the sand? We'll really never know, but we do understand that after Jesus spoke those words and he began to write, slowly the crowd began to dissipate. And they all left. Where soon it was only Jesus and the woman left. And I love the words of John 8, 10 to 11. It says, then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Jesus saved that woman's life that day, showing that she was valuable, showing that she was worthy to receive grace in her life. Jesus was also on the forefront of standing up for the rights of women, speaking of women's rights in marriage. Speaking of women's rights when a divorce would happen. Speaking of women's rights when a woman was widowed. One needs to remember back then that women had no rights hardly at all. But Jesus was one who was standing out and celebrating women. Even in regards to marriage, we see the Bible stands up for women. The Bible tells husbands to be faithful to their wives, to love their wives as they would love themselves, to treat your wife with understanding, to honor her, to treat her as an equal. And that was a new thing to many of them of that day. God has much to say about women in the Bible. And even as we read this passage of Scripture back in Proverbs, we see the Bible celebrating women and acknowledging women for all that they do. And if you're here today and you think that, well, I don't know if women really do a whole lot, then you better read that passage all over again. Because that's a great passage that helps us understand that women contribute to our homes, to our families, to our churches, to our society greatly. And so this morning, I just felt that God wants to say that he appreciates you. Just felt that there's a appreciation from heaven that God wants you to know today as women. And so I pray that God would just help me in this message, that we might be able to do that and help in that process. And even as the men and youth and children that are here today, that we would be paying attention to what God thinks of women. And that we might treat the women of this house and outside this house with the same respect and the same honor that God desires for all women. One of the first things that God really strongly impressed upon me, and if I only had time this morning to have one point, this would be it. You are worthy of value. That's the first thing that I know that God wants every woman in this house to know today. Whether you're a person that is a guest of this house today, or whether you're here or visiting a family, God is wanting everybody that is here present today to know that as a woman, you are worthy of value. You are valuable to God. That was just so strong this week, all week long, too, that I just felt God saying that so much, that you need to tell the people in your church, the women of your church, that they are valuable. Proverbs 31, 10 to 12 says, who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. What does a woman bring into a marriage? What does a woman bring into the lives of others? She brings good things. She enriches the lives of others. She enriches our whole society. God says that a woman is more precious than rubies, more precious than the most precious stones. Whether they be rubies or diamonds or sapphires, God is saying that you are highly esteemed. You are of a great value. You are highly prized. Your worth in dollars is of the highest value, like the most costly gems. You are valuable. And we should all be acknowledging you and treating you that you are valuable. As you look at the things that women do, our women do so many things. Where would we men be if we didn't have the women around us? And even as we look at this text of scripture here, we see that the women are busy doing lots of things, looking after the home and working outside the home, helping others, clothing children, watching over households, looking after business affairs of the home and looking at business affairs outside the home and all kinds of other things there that is telling us these are things that women do. They contribute. They enrich our homes. They enrich our society. But the most important thing that God wants you to know today is that you're valuable. You're valuable. God sees you. And He wants to acknowledge you that you are of value to Him. And you're also of value to your family. You are of value to your society. And again, I just sense that so strongly today. That you would just get that in your heart and in your mind. That God says you are worthy of value. Now, maybe you've been going through some things where maybe you've been questioning your value. Maybe there are some things of your past that you have done that is causing you to think less of yourself than what you really should. Or maybe you're going through a time where maybe others are questioning your values. Maybe some people have spoken negative things over you, causing you to question. Well, today God wants to correct that very clearly. What God wants you to know and what God is saying over you today is you are valuable. God wants you to know that today. As the women of this house, you are valuable. If God could be standing right here, that's what He'd be saying to you right now. Ladies of this house, you are valuable. He wants you to know that day. You have worth. You are needed. You contribute to this home. You contribute in your own homes. You contribute to family, to church, to society. And God says you are worthy of value. I like the passage of scripture where Jesus talks about the birds of the air. And He says, in Luke 12, 24, He says, look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but God feeds them. And He says, and you are far more valuable to Him than any bird. God wants us to get that message that you're far more valuable than anything else out there. As the women of this house, you are valuable. You need to know that today. You are more valuable than what you think. You are of considerable worth, more precious than the most expensive gem. Please hear that word today. That you have value. And may the lies of people and the enemy fall to the ground today as you realize this truth that you have value. And as the men and youth and children, we're going to have a part to play this morning as we do this message. That as we come to this after every point, that as we come to the conclusion of that point, that we would have an opportunity to say amen. And so as we say, women of this house, you are valuable. I need the rest of you to say, amen. So let's hear that. Amen. Amen, right. And if you weren't listening to me, you probably got a little elbow if you're be sitting beside a lady. So to prevent yourself from any hurt, be ready to respond. Whether you're a youth or whether you're a man here today or a child. Secondly, God wants you to know something else. God wants the women of this house to know that you're worthy a blessing. You are worthy to receive blessing over your life. Proverbs 31:28, here, children stand and bless her. So women of this house, you are worthy to receive blessings. You are worthy to receive good things in your life. You are worthy to receive protection. You are worthy to receive gifts. You are worthy to be happy. You are worthy to be prosperous. You are worthy of God's favor being extended to you in all areas of your life. And it really says that God desires to bless you so much. And as we look to Scripture, we see that it is the heart of God to want to bless us. Numbers 6, 24 to 26 is called the priestly blessing. This was something that God was telling the priests of that day. This is something I want you to declare over the people. And I believe that God wants me to declare that blessing over you as women in this house here today. And so may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. I speak that blessing over you today as ladies, as God's representative here today, that you are worthy of blessing. God wants you to know that today. You are deserving to be blessed with good things. And so may God bring increase in your life today, especially blessings that may have been delayed, that may have been missed, or blessings that maybe you chose to give up so that your children could be blessed, or your husband could be blessed, or that other people around you could be blessed. I believe God's going to start bringing blessings back into your life because of all those sacrifices. And so, God, we do ask that you would bless the women of this house, that you would open the doors of blessings, that they may come in and that they may be, and that they may indeed come to pass in all of your lives. And I pray as well that you would, God, that you would open up the eyes of us as men, as youth, as children, that we also would bless our wives, our mothers, and the women of this church. And I really do sense God is going to bless you with some blessing that you've put aside some things. And I know mothers are so famous for doing that, that blessings they should have received, they chose not to receive, so that their children, their spouses, or people around them could be blessed. And I really sense that God is saying, I have seen those things, and I am going to bless you. And I really believe that that's going to be happening here very, very soon. And don't be shy to ask for blessings, especially from your God, from your Father in heaven. Because I sense He's saying to you, I am going to bless you for all that you have done. I have seen you. I have seen all the sacrifices that you have done, and I'm going to bless you. And so all the men and the youth and children said, amen. Amen. Amen to all that. And children, thank you. That last voice. Thirdly, God wants the women of this house to know that you're worthy of praise. Not just praise from children and men, but praise from God as well. Do you realize this morning that God is speaking praise over you? God is speaking praise over you. Proverbs 31, 28, 31. It says, her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive. Beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. I want you to know today, ladies, that you're worthy of praise. You are worthy of admiration. You are worthy of gratefulness. You are worthy of thanksgiving. You are worthy of a commendation. You are worthy of enthusiastic public praise. You are worthy of the praise from us as men. You are worthy of praise from us as youth. You are worthy of praise from us as children. Please forgive us when we fail to praise you for all that you do. Because God is reminding not just you that you're worthy of praise. He's reminding us as husbands, as men, as youth, as children here today, that the women of this house, you're worthy of praise. You are worthy of our appreciation. And God is speaking those words over you as well. And I would pray this morning that the Lord would open up your ears and your mind to hear that there's praise coming from heaven over you as women of this house today. And so may we as men and youth and children rise to that challenge, not just to praise you privately, but also publicly praise you as the women of this house. May praise be something that we would focus on more towards the women of our house and of this church, because it is welcome and it is appreciated. Philippians 4:8 reminds us, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Our focus in life needs to include praise. Praise is important. The women of this house, you are worthy of praise. And that is what God is declaring over you today, that you are worthy. You're worthy of praise. There's a praise that's coming from heaven over you as women in this house here this morning. So as the men of the house and the youth of this house, the children of the house, why don't we lift up our praise here this morning and declare that they are worthy of praise by saying that word, amen, again.
Amen.
Amen. That's probably the most that you men have ever listened to a message this morning, because you know you're going to be in trouble if you don't. Fourthly, God wants the women of this house to know that you are worthy of reward. You are worthy to receive something of value for all that you have done. And I believe that God has some rewards from heaven that are going to be released over the women here. Something good is in store for you. Something good is about to happen. Some changes are going to take a place for your good. A reward is something that is given in return for good. Some form of compensation for your service. And God says you are worthy of reward. Proverbs 31:31 says, reward her for all that she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Our women are worthy of reward for all they have done. If you go back to verse 10, that she is more precious than rubies. And that may be a hint of that some women might be saying, yes, I like that. But we may not all be able to afford rubies or diamonds. But we need to, there's all kinds of other ways that we can reward the women who do great things among us. Words of appreciation, words of thanksgiving, words of honor, words of blessing, words of praise, words of value, words of respect, giving of gifts, doing something for them. And many women would just simply say, just help me. That's all I really need. Would you just please help me? The point that God wants the women of this house to know, though, is that you're worthy of your rewards. And there will be rewards that are going to come your way. God has seen your sacrifices. God has seen all that you have done. And there's rewards that will be given to you, not just here on earth, but also in heaven as well. And so as men and youth and children, I think we need to be looking for ways that we can reward the women of this house for all that they do. Our women are worthy of reward. And God wants us to know that today. So may we look for ways to reward them in our homes, in our church, and in our society. And all the men, youth, and children said, amen. Amen. Then lastly, God would want the women of this house to know that they are worthy of honor. And that's really what this whole passage of Proverbs is really talking about, that women do so much in our homes, in our families, in our churches, and in our society. And they deserve our honor, they deserve our respect, they deserve our high esteem, and it's important to God, and it needs to be important to us. Listen to what it says about honor in regards to even as husbands and wives. It says in 1 Peter 3:7, in the same way you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. It's interesting that it talks about that our prayers can be hindered if we do not treat the women of our house properly. So maybe if you're men, if you're going through a situation right now where it seems to be difficult and the heavens seem as brass and you're not hearing from God, maybe we need to be looking right here. Have we been treating our wives? Have we been treating the women of this house with honor. The Apostle Paul goes on again to show more about this importance of honor in the house of God. Ephesians 6, 2 to 3 says, honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you. And you have a long life on earth. That's a beautiful promise. You want long life? Honor your mother. Honor the women of the house. That kind of tells me that that's something that's important to God. He wants us to honor women. He wants us to honor our mothers. He wants us to honor the women of the church, respecting them and honoring them in various ways that we can, that things may go well with us and that our lives would be healthy. It's important to God, honor. It's important that God wants the women of this house to be honored today, to be highly regarded in this place, in our homes, in our society. And so to the women of this house, you are worthy of honor, and God does honor you today. And so as the men and youth and children, let us strive to honor and have high regard for the women of this house. And we all said, amen. Friends, in closing, I hope I got across to you that what God thinks of you as women. Sometimes we judge ourselves by what society says or what other people say about us. God wants us to understand what comes from Him, what comes from heaven. Heaven is way larger than what this earth is. The heavens cannot contain our God. And God is saying all these things over you today. And I know that as men and as youth, as children, we often fail to express how much we appreciate you. I know every man, including myself, I don't say that enough of how much we appreciate women in our house, how much I appreciate my wife, how much I appreciate my mother. And I think we need to be reminded to do that. It's great to have a day that does remind us to do those kinds of things. But what I really want you to hear this morning is what God thinks of you. Because there's a lot of lies that are out there in our society today about women. There's a lot of lies that may have been spoken over you as a woman. And God has some great things to speak over you. And I believe that He appreciates and He loves every woman in this place. And that's why He impressed upon me to talk about this on this day. So to the ladies of this house, you are worthy of value. You are worthy of blessing. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of reward. You are worthy of honor. And I believe that God is going to do something about that. The changes are coming your way. And also that as we, the men and the youth and the children of this place, that as we have come in agreement with those words and we have spoken our amens, that we want to see that happen as well. And so as we close this service here today, we're a little bit early in closing. That's good. You can beat the other churches to the restaurant if you're going to a restaurant. But as we close this service today, I'm going to ask all the women, stay seated. And I want to invite all the men, youth, and children to stand up with me and give the women of this house a standing ovation. And I know that's only a little thing, but we want to get an ovation that is called an enthusiastic outburst of applause. And I think we need to do that for our women of this house, that they are worthy of this and more. So men, youth, and children, could we do that? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God wants you to know that you are worthy of far more than what we just did here this morning. You are worthy of far more. And that's God's heart for you this morning. It's not just a pastor's heart. It's God's heart for you. You are wonderful. We do bless you. And we speak the favor of God to be all over you. And just, again, I just keep getting that things that you have given up, things that you set aside because you wanted your children to be blessed. You wanted others to be blessed. You wanted your husband to be blessed. And there's things that you set aside. You really wanted them. You wanted those things. I just believe God's going to start giving some of those things back to you. But in amazing ways, they're just going to start taking place. And I believe that God is going to bless you. He really is. And so, Father, I thank you for the women of this church today. I thank you that, Lord, that we are blessed. We are so blessed. As men here today, as youth here today, as children here today, we are blessed by the women that are in this house here today. And God, I would just pray that through the words that I said, that, Lord, I know it doesn't even do justice to what you want to say over each woman. And so I pray, God, that you would do that. That, Lord, whether that just comes from a still, small voice, that you would speak words of truth into every woman in this house. I pray that, Lord, that you would give them dreams. I pray you would give them visions. That, Lord, would reveal lies and that would speak truth over them. I pray that, Lord, that you would lift up the women of this place. That you would encourage them. You would strengthen them. I pray that, Lord, that those desires that they have inside of them and things that they wanted to receive or things they wanted to have that they gave up, that, Lord, that you would give it to them. That, Lord, I thank you that you have not forgotten what they have given up and what they have sacrificed for all of us. And so I speak that, Lord, there'd be blessings that would come from heaven that would come upon them. There'd be changes that would start taking place, that they would recognize this is a blessing from God for what I have done. So I pray you would speak into every heart and every life and every woman in this place today. I thank you, God, for the women of this house. Because, Lord, this place would not be where it is today without them. So I bless them in the name of Jesus and as men and women and children. We bless the women of this house today in Jesus' name. Amen.